Y'all, will we ever live in a world where we don't have to see situations, especially situations that we see trending on social media, as absolute all or nothing, either or? Because, child, our objectivity regarding how we perceive problems with people, relationships, and situations, especially situations and people that we don't even really know, is mind-blowing to me. So guess what? She gonna speak about it. Let's go.
Hey, I'm Chris McDonald, and you're listening to She Speaks Podcast, where each episode we will navigate our way through the intersection of Christianity and culture to cultivate conversations that are real, relevant, and maybe even ratchet at times too. But either way, she speaks.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Chris, back again to speak with you about a subject that brings us to the crossroads of Christianity and culture. This whole Keke Palmer trending topic, it really encompasses all of these cultural topics that we really must meet with Christian sincerity and consideration and objectivity, okay? And that's what I've been seeing lacking in all of these think pieces, in these posts and tweets and threads and spiels, whatever you want to call it. People have been all over the place. And guess what? I am not going to be all over the place. I'm going to be right here on She Speaks Podcast speaking about it. So I hope that you guys are meeting me here. And if you are, hello, hello. Now, we got different cultural topics all embedded in this whole Keke Palmer situation. You talking about money and power dynamics, misogyny, slut shaming, unhealthy communication, submission, what that is and what it ain't, gender roles, what that looks like and what it doesn't, purity culture. All of these things are a part of the larger picture of what's happening with Keke Palmer and her man, her baby daddy. I hate using the phrase baby daddy, okay? I feel like it lacks respect. But the father of her child, Mr. Darius, I feel like these topics all are seen in this issue that y'all are talking about on social media. But my question is, what does it mean to be objective when considering these different topics, especially in the light of this whole Keke Palmer situation? Now, what it means to be objective, it means to express your opinion or deal with the facts as you perceive them without distorting the facts because of your own personal feelings, prejudices, or misinterpretations. Let's run that back one more time. To be objective means to express your opinion or deal with the facts of a situation as you perceive them without distorting the facts because of your own personal feelings, prejudices, or misinterpretations. Essentially, being objective requires wisdom, which is what a lot of people are lacking when they get lured into these social media trending topics. Because while everyone's own personal experience is subjective, the way that we view somebody else's experience should be objective. Are y'all catching where I'm going? A lot of us are looking at somebody else's situation in a subjective way instead of being objective and not planting our own biases, our own prejudices on their situation, okay? We can be subjective about our own experiences. To be subjective means to speak from our own feelings, emotions, experiences, and first point of view about how we perceive what has happened to us and how that looks in the larger scheme of things, right? Now, we can't do that trying to talk about somebody else's situation. We cannot have a subjective mindset regarding somebody else's situation. Why? Because what we experience may not be somebody else's experience. How we have been impacted by something or how we feel about something may not be somebody else's experience, okay? So we can be subjective about our own experiences, but we must be objective when we are talking about somebody else's experience. And we really need to be careful even with that, because we need to ask ourselves, do we even need to have our mouths on somebody else's experience? Do we even need to be wasting time talking about somebody else's experience? See, that's the real issue here. We want to have an opinion about everything and everybody. If you notice one thing about Chris McDonald, I have strayed away over the past year or so, couple of years, with feeling like I have to have an opinion about everything or share my point of view about everything. Some things are just not, first of all, worth my time or my energy, because I have other things bigger and better that I have to worry about. Okay, because social media, half the time, I don't even know these people that we want to talk about. But then also, God is calling me to a standard of making sure that I am using wisdom in how I approach subjects, how I talk about things, topics, and all of that. And guess what? If God has not given me clarity about a thing or given me the okay to even be speaking about a thing, I'm not touching it, okay? And that's my own journey. And each of us have to have our own journey regarding how we navigate social media and navigate topics, especially trending topics, where we feel pulled in to everybody's opinion and feel like we have to debate all day and talk about what we think about a subject and all of this. I'm not saying you don't need to have an opinion, because guess what? God gives us wisdom about certain topics, and God gives us clarity about certain topics, especially if it's in your niche. For instance, when it comes to mental health discussions and it comes to marital discussions or relational discussions, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to feel a way about it and have something to say about it. But I am going to filter that through discernment and wisdom regarding what I need to say or not say about that thing. But that comes with growth and maturity, okay? Because what I do know is that the same way I don't want to have my mouth on everything and everybody, I don't want everybody and everything to be on me. Okay. And so I'm being very mindful of protecting my peace, protecting my space by thinking along those terms. Okay. So before I get too deep, let's talk about why we're even here discussing the importance of objectivity anyway. Okay. Let's talk about that.
You ain't stopping what's going on with me, sweetheart. So if you gonna act up, I'm about to link up. If you gonna act up,
okay, y'all, the backstory. Let's get into the backstory. Why we even here? So recently, Keke Palmer, y'all know Keke Palmer, Keely and the Bee, Keke Palmer, was caught on somebody's cell phone video, y'all, doing a nice little two-step or few step with Usher. Yes, Usher Raymond, U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, that Usher. He has a Las Vegas residency that I am praying I can get to very soon, but that's beside the point. So Keke is front and center at this Usher concert in Las Vegas where he's having his residency. And he is serenading her. I don't know if it's her birthday or she just celebrating being out. Keke just had a baby. She's got this baby, this new post-baby bod, you know, post-pregnancy bod. She's looking great, looking amazing. I don't think that she fell into the whole snapback culture that we tend to do with moms, where we shame moms for looking a certain way after they've given birth to a whole human. So she's actually embracing her curves that she's gained. Because y'all, Keke used to be real skinny, like real skinny. Keke got some curves, y'all. Keke got a little butt. She got the body. She got a mom bod, okay? And it looks amazing. And so she's out at this concert, at this Usher concert, and she is caught on video dancing with Usher. Mighty close, I might add, in my own opinion. You know, they doing a little two-step, a few together. And she has on a, in my opinion, cute outfit. Not something that I would wear. See, here's the objectivity, y'all. not something that Crystal would wear, but it was something Kiki chose to wear. And that's okay, because that's what Kiki chose to wear. Kiki had on, it looked like a black bodysuit with a sheer covering over it. But when she turns around, her cheeks are out. Her booty cheeks are out, y'all, okay? And yeah, I definitely would not be caught out in public with something like that on, but that's me, okay? I just don't feel like my booty cheeks need to be anywhere other than in my house with my husband, okay? But again, that's me. Kiki is not married, as far as I know. She had a baby with this young man, but they were not married as far as we know. Again, objectivity, because we don't know if they married or not. They could be married. So, you know, we're teasing him about calling her his wife, but for all we know, they are married secretly and they just not have announced that to the public. But we're going to speak in terms of we don't know that they're married. So I'm going to assume that they're not married. Okay. And so they're not married. So she is moving in a way that a single person seemingly would. Okay. She is out having a good time with her girls. It looked like a girls' night, having a good time. And Usher is singing and she gets on the mic and she's singing. And it looks like a good time was had. Okay. But again, we have to keep in mind, we don't know her relationship status. For all we know, her and Darius, they done had the baby. Yes, the baby is new, but they could have broken up at this point in time. And maybe that's why she out. Maybe something has happened and her girls was like, you know what, Kiki, we need to have us a girls' night, girl. We need to go kick it. She done put on her best outfit in her mind and she done went out to have her a girls' night. And guess what? It looked like they were having fun. I'm happy for her, okay? Because going through whole a pregnancy, carrying a human for 9 months and then giving birth and then having to embrace yourself and be okay with yourself, that's a whole process, okay? And so if she is using this night as an opportunity to get out and let her hair down, so to speak, and enjoy herself, by all means, girl, do it. Because guess what? If me and my best friends were in Vegas at the residency, which is where I'm trying to get, and Usher was in front of me dancing, doing the two-step, I might do a two-step too. Now, how we do that two-step may look a little different. And what I look like doing that two-step may look a little different, okay? I may not have on the same outfit Kiki got on, and I may not be as close, but I'm saying may real loosely here because it's Usher Raymond. Now, the difference between me and Kiki is that Kiki got more access than I do to the likes of Usher Raymond, okay? She is just not some normal person at an Usher Raymond concert who is afforded the opportunity to have Usher standing in front of her serenading her dancing up close and personal. Kiki can access Usher probably at any time that she chooses because of a person of her caliber being in proximity to a person of his caliber. Me, on the other hand, if I'm with my girlfriends and Usher is in front of me and I have the opportunity to do a little two-step with Usher, I'm doing a two-step with Usher, okay? No different than if it was Michael Ealy in front of me. I'm going to give Michael Ealy a hug and I may hold on just a few extra minutes longer than I need to because I may not ever see them again. Likely I won't, but I'm a fan, right? I'm a fan. Kiki, well, she may be a fan of Usher, but she's still a celebrity. And so again, objectively, we have to keep this in mind, okay? But now, fast forward. She done been caught on this video dancing, having herself a good time, okay? And then here comes Darius. I hope I'm getting this man's name right because I sure been calling him Darius. I don't know this man's name, but y'all stay with me, okay? Now, he then sees the video trending, the video done popped up on his timeline, on his feed, and he tweets, "It's the outfit though, you a mom." And ooh-wee, black Twitter, white Twitter, beige Twitter, Twitter went crazy, okay? Because this man said, "It's the outfit though, you a mom." Y'all, this is where I got a problem. Because it ain't the outfit. It's your ego. The outfit is not the problem. Your ego being bruised is the problem. Okay. Because what I do know, okay, I may not share my opinion about everything concerning social media, and I may not go into the depths of who got going on, what they got going on in the blogs and on Shade Room and all this other stuff. But what I do know is that this man has previously posted videos of Kiki in some pretty clandestine outfits, some revealing outfits. And he wasn't bothered, okay? Matter of fact, research shows that this man even posted the mother of his child twerking in the mirror, twerking in his camera, talking about, look what our son did or something. Matter of fact, he said, my son done transformed Kiki. That's what he said, okay? So he didn't have a problem with the bodysuit that she had on in that video when she was twerking. And might I add, like I said, the baby done gave her some cakes. I ain't mad at it, okay? But he didn't have a problem showing those cakes off to the world. But now he has an issue with her showing her cakes off in front of the likes of Usher. So we not talking about the outfit here. Let's just be real, Darius, okay? I want to call this man Darius Love Hall, okay? Because he tripping. But you don't have an issue with her outfit. You have an issue with who she had that outfit on in front of. It wasn't you. It was in front of a man who made you feel some type of way. Because let's just be real. Usher is Usher Raymond. And he's not on your level, Darius. Okay? And you know that Kiki can have access to this man. She is a fan of his, I am sure. Because guess what? We have to remember that celebrities can also be fans of other celebrities. I'm convinced that Kiki is a fan of Usher. Who wouldn't be? Okay. I know what some of y'all out there that's not, and that's okay too. All right. But we're going to leave room for the prospect of those who are fans of Usher. Kiki could be one of them. So he knows, though, that at Kiki's level of celebrity status, she has proximity to Usher outside of a concert. Okay. So he sees his woman dancing with this man a certain kind of way. He feel a way. Is he wrong? No, absolutely not. Crystal, don't think he wrong. I don't think he wrong for feeling a way about seeing his woman dancing with the likes of Usher Raymond. But what I do not like is his response on social media, because he could have easily had this conversation about how he felt about seeing her dancing with him offline. Because they know each other. They share a child together. He should have more respect for her. So he could have reached out to her and he could have shared his thoughts on how he felt, how the video made him feel when he saw his woman who just gave birth to his child dancing with Usher Raymond. And again, we don't know what kind of relational woes that they have had up to this point. So it could be some other things, some other factors at play here. So again, objectivity is the best viewpoint here to remember that this is between Kiki and her man, or Kiki and this man that she didn't have a child by, okay? We need to be careful with how we share our opinions regarding his response to it and his reaction to it. I don't have a problem with his reaction, okay? His reaction is valid considering if you love somebody or you've been intimate with somebody and y'all are close, right? Because these are real humans with real lives outside of our what we see on TV or what we see online. He could have very well felt some type of way seeing a woman he loves up close on another man who she probably talks about being a fan of in their personal privacy, okay? So he probably is like, oh, wait. Now, it's one thing for you to be a fan of Usher. It's another thing for you to be with Usher, okay? Because again, she got the access to Usher. And so in his mind, this could become a thing. Yes, it may be jealousy. Yes, it may be a little hateration going on. But come on, let's be real. In normal day-to-day relationships, me and Martell, listen, I'm okay with us going to a concert, Coco Jones, and Coco Jones come down and Coco Jones serenade my man. Guess what? Have your moment, boo. I know you love Coco Jones. I know she's all that in a bag of chips. I love her. She's beautiful. I love her voice. And I know you think she fine. That's okay. Because guess what? You're a fan of hers. Have your moment. You may not ever get it again. You don't have the same. You're the caliber of a woman that she is. I'm not worried about Coco being in my man inbox. Okay. I'm not worried about Coco taking my husband away from me. have your moment. I'm not finna be up in rage about him being serenaded or doing a two-step with Coco Jones. And I would pray, I would hope that he would give me the same courtesy and respect if Michael Ealy is in the room and I have an opportunity to, men don't get to pick and choose when they want to accept us as sexy and fine and all of that in a bag of chips when it benefits their attraction. Okay, because it was okay that she had on something, she was scantily clad or wearing whatever she was wearing when he was posting the videos of her. Matter of fact, I've seen pictures of them out in public and Kiki, you know, had her half her chest out, you know what I'm saying? But he was in the picture with her. I don't remember these comments then, you know, about her being a mom. But now all of a sudden he wants to really use it to shame her because his ego is bruised. I don't like that. Okay. I don't like that. I seen on social media this comment where it says, we live in a generation where a man of the family, matter of fact, no, this is what he said. Let me clarify. This is what he said. So first he said, it's the outfit though, you a mom. Then he turned around and said, we live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife and mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others. And he gets told how much of a hater he is. So what's gonna happen is he made this comment, it's the outfit though, you a mom. People went in on him and then he doubled down by coming back with this whole comment talking about we live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife and the mother to his kids to showcase her booty to please others. Okay, so now he done took it even further. He digging himself a deeper hole by insinuating, okay, number one, that he's the head of household, that he the leader in the family, okay? Again, we don't know what their relationship status is. We don't know their living arrangements. We don't know if they married or not married. But in this statement, he's taking on the assumption that he running stuff and he wants the world to know he running stuff. That is such a whack move, okay? Cause who you really trying to prove something to? Cause guess what? Kiki say she is Stevie to the mess. She is Stevie to the bull. Okay. She ain't seeing none of that. She ain't talking about none of that. Okay. So you're talking about, we live in a generation where a man of the family. So now you're trying to enter the chat, this conservative viewpoint, as if you're this man who running stuff for your family and you don't want your woman to be out here any kind of way. Okay. Again, are you even worthy enough to be submitted to in that way? Because the last time I checked, you had a whole baby with a woman outside of marriage. There was no wedding. There was nothing to show that you decided to propose to this woman and make her your wife before you made her the mother of your child. Do not choose now to be conservative in your viewpoint of her and then use it as a weapon against her. Okay. You're not getting told that you're a hater because you're talking about her outfit. You're a hater because you're not being real with why you're saying what you're saying. Okay. There are just so many things wrong with the reactions to relational conflict like this. That's why I'm here, because this is bigger than just the whole Kiki situation, because the way people are perceiving this is problematic. Okay. There are men who are up in arms, you know, taking Darius aside, saying, no, she shouldn't have been out dressed like that. And then they're trying to make this whole conversation about how women present themselves in public and basically they're policing women's bodies in effort to try to control how a woman should present herself, especially as a mom. As if when we become mothers, we're supposed to be walking around clothed from head to toenail, you know, looking like a nun because we're moms. Like, we don't stop being feminine in women because we're moms. Now, with that said, entering objectivity again, I also do believe that there is a certain way that we should present ourselves, but I am not going to determine for someone else how they should present themselves. Crystal is going to determine for Crystal how Crystal should present herself. What's happening out here is you have a patriarchal mindset meeting with a pick me mindset. What do you mean, Chris? Let me tell you what I mean. You have men out here who are upholding patriarchal standards of what it means to control women and their sexuality, to control women and how they show up in the world, to control women and how other people see them. And they're punishing women and making women responsible for how other men can or cannot control themselves. This is an age-old problem. Right? And it has seeped into the church. It has seeped into the workplace. It has seeped into leadership, where men try to dominate how a woman is supposed to be by controlling how she dresses, how she talks, how she looks, all of that stuff, in order to make her or validate her worth, right? Listen, fellas and ladies, how we dress does not immediately determine our worth. Okay, because it's some people in and out of the church who are dressed from head to toe with stockings and the whole nine, and are the worst internally, have the ugliest, nastiest, most impure heart. Okay, whereas you have some people walking around here who don't mind revealing themselves in their bodies, and they have a great heart and they are good people. We need to stop making other people believe that how we dress determines our worth. Okay. Now, what I will say to that is, I do believe that how we dress and present ourselves to the world does say something about what we feel about our worth. Okay. You see the difference? It doesn't determine our worth to other people, but it does reveal something about what we believe about ourselves. Okay. And I know for me, I'm speaking for me. What I believe about myself is that I don't have to go out and show everything just to feel good about myself, or make people believe or show people that I feel good about myself and who I am. I don't have to convince nobody. Now, I also believe that it's crazy to me that there's a problem with Kiki and what she had on for many women, okay, the pick Mishas. There's a problem with what she had on in public at a party, at a concert. But we can go to the swimming pool. We can, like, be in pageants, in other significant places where we can wear bikinis, we can wear swimsuits, you know, and the whole nine, and it's cool. Because I get it, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. I get it. But at what point do we determine that if I can go to the beach in a bikini, or go to the beach in a two-piece and it be okay because that is, you know, it's a swimsuit, but then we decide that it makes somebody a whore or a slut or unworthy because she wears a bodysuit with a sheer cover-up in another place? I feel like y'all trying to pick and choose how y'all want to determine how people show up. And to me, that's a problem. Okay. That's a big problem, because what we're doing is we're trying to take our subjective views of our own experiences and force them onto other people and say we're being objective, and we're not. We're not being fair at all. We're not being respectful at all to the autonomy that God has given us for our own bodies and our own decision-making and free will. You do what you want to do with your body, and let Kiki and the likes do what they want to do with their own body, okay? And this goes back again to respectability politics. Here's a slight plug. I have a whole episode alone on respectability politics. Go back and watch it. We're not going to spend any more time talking about respectability politics. But then it also goes to communication, being boundaries being crossed, and all of that stuff in this situation, okay? We're not just talking about her clothing that she had on. We talking about how he addressed her, okay? Because let's be real. The clothing was not an issue. Yes, the perception of it definitely didn't make it better. Because guess what? I ain't crazy. I saw how Usher looked at them cheeks, okay? And he had a smile on his face. And let's just be real. We don't want to be the reason that we call somebody else. We want to guard our own witness, okay? We don't want to be the reason somebody else slips and falls. So we don't want to be the reason that somebody is just clearly lusting or clearly, you know, having their way, because we are putting it right there in their face. Like, we don't want to intentionally be causing somebody to slip and stumble in their walk. Okay. But also, again, let's remember this. Is Usher saved? Like, like, what are we talking about here? You know what I'm saying? Like, these people are in Hollywood. They are celebrities. They dress and act like this all the time. We are trying to make it seem like these people are from the church and that we have a right to be trying to call them out about what they're doing and not doing. Okay. Unless we are actively discipling them and having conversations with them, why are we even out here having whole think pieces and making this a real big thing for us as if they are our church members and we holding them accountable? We don't know these people, okay? And so the best thing we can do is just check ourselves and ask ourselves, how are we showing up? You know what I'm saying? As women, how are we showing up? How are we presenting ourselves and representing our relationships? Again, while I wouldn't have a problem with Coco Jones being in my man's face, I would have a problem if he was doing something inappropriate to where it would be a disrespect to our relationship. Again, but that's for me and him to decide on where those boundaries are and when they get crossed. That is not for the world to decide. That's for me and him to decide. And I'm going to make sure that I'm looking at what the Bible say about it too. But that's because me and my husband believe in Jesus Christ. And so our perspective of things is grounded in that worldview. We don't know what Kiki's worldview is, what Darius's worldview is, what Usher's worldview is, okay? We don't know these people. And so we would do well to just check ourselves and figure out how we are living in our own households and in our own lives with our own people, okay? Because his response was certainly an emotional reaction. I feel like it was valid considering what he saw, but his response was whack because that comes down to a communication issue. When we have issues with our significant others, our loved ones, our friends, the first place we don't need to run to is social media. We need to run to our text messages, okay? We need to hash it out with the person we got an issue with. We don't need to use social media as our public diary and hash out issues in public. Even the Bible says there is a way to address conflict. We go to the person we have conflict with. We try to address it with them. And then there are measures to take after that if that doesn't work. You don't try to go and shame the person that you say you love in a public forum because it's going to boost your ego, which is exactly what happened. And that's what I have a problem with, okay? He attempted to lead with the conservative view of how women should carry themselves as mothers while conveniently forgetting that he was very liberal in his approach to impregnating her in the first place. You can't pick and choose when you want to uphold these patriarchal standards of what a family and what a household and what a woman is supposed to look like in that household. For me, it's giving house husband complex, okay? You know how some people can have short man syndrome, short man complex, where they like try to overcompensate for their masculinity. Well, I feel like because of Darius's situation where we clearly can assume that Kiki is the breadwinner in their family, in their household or the construct, a relational construct, it's possible that his response, his ego bruised response is because of a house husband complex. He's probably more so at home than her, taking care of the baby while she's out making these coins. You know, he's already an employee of hers at her studio. She got her own Key TV studio. He works for her. So I think he wanted to puff his chest out and remind folks that he may not be Usher Raymond, but he got a baby with her and he controlled that house. Sir, you're whack for that. Okay, it's very whack. It's disrespectful. It goes to show that you don't feel like Kiki know how to carry herself. Okay, but you chose to have a baby with her. Okay, I believe that he felt the need to overstate his adherence to traditional gender roles as a way to compensate for his own shortcomings. You know, his deficiencies regarding his role as the man of the house or the head of the household. He literally puffed his chest out on social media because his discontent was more about the perception that he believed she gave others publicly while wearing that outfit in the presence of Usher. This was more so him seeing his woman in front of another man and him trying to remind her and the world who running stuff. And again, that's whack. Okay. Men, please don't do that to your women. Please don't do that. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You think that it's cool. You think that it's going to boost you up, but I promise you, you're going to fall flat on your face because that's not cute and it's not cool. Okay. So as the title of this episode suggests, it is not about the outfit. It's about the ego.
if in a common world, if it was us and we seen our person all up on another person who we knew that they were accessible to, we gonna feel a type of way too. And we have to be real about that, okay? But to me, as I wrap this conversation up, it's interesting that he attempted to make this about her clothes and how she appeared, but he literally told on himself and revealed his true motives with an earlier tweet from December 2020 that it said, "When I get insecure about myself," this is Darius speaking, y'all. He said on Twitter in December 2020, "When I get insecure about myself, I start to divert my issues instead of acknowledging it. When I get insecure about myself, I start to divert my issues instead of acknowledging it." He literally tweeted that. Okay. He literally posted that on his own Twitter feed before he deleted it recently. He posted that. Okay. And so we have to contend with the fact that this is exactly what he did. He was feeling insecure and he decided to divert the issue onto Kiki and project onto Kiki instead of being accountable to his own emotions and his own feelings. Y'all lean in. He's not mad about Kiki's outfit. He's mad about another man. We know that now. Okay. But this goes further into relational dynamics and how we control ourselves when it comes to when our feelings are hurt. His feelings were hurt. That's not the problem. The problem is how he handled that in relation to the person he says he loves. Y'all, we do this every day with the people that we say we love, whether it's our partner, family member, friends, whatever. Instead of giving them a fair chance to clarify their position on what they did and why they did it, we immediately go into attack mode because our feelings are hurt. Yeah, see, that's the problem in a lot of relationships, y'all. We allow our feelings to get in the way of wisdom. We allow our feelings to get in the way of a fair response. We don't give our loved ones a fair opportunity. Matter of fact, not even just our loved ones, strangers, coworkers, people we're around in a grocery store, in traffic. That's why road rage is so bad. We do not give people a fair opportunity to receive grace from us. The same grace that we want when people misinterpret what we do or say, or people assume something about us that is not clear. We want to receive the grace to be able to explain ourselves, to be able to clarify, but we don't give that to other people. And here in this situation, I feel like that is what we witnessed. We witnessed him not give Kiki a fair opportunity to have that conversation with him regarding what his problem was. And they worked that out in their privacy of their own home or whatever, in their text message, FaceTime, however. We need to do that with each other as well, okay? We need to be slow to speak, slow to anger, and most certainly not quick to respond in our anger, respond in our hurt, respond, you know, in our frustration. Because when we respond with our feelings, it's not always really dealing with the facts. We're really dealing with our feelings and we don't see things objectively. Okay. And that's why this is a big issue that I wanted to talk about is objectivity and how that can be messed up when we allow our feelings to take the lead. Okay. We most certainly are not quick to listen or quick to ask questions first for clarity and understanding. We pop off with our feelings and we wonder why the conversation often fails. We pop off with our feelings and we often wonder why the conversation fails or why the relationship fails. Ultimately, y'all, the audacity of this man trying to humiliate the mother of his child publicly because he likely felt humiliated by her actions, that was whack. And we don't need to be talking about Kiki in that situation. We need to be considering how we hurt the people in our circle when we do stuff like that. Okay. We pop off, we respond in a way that is disrespectful to their humanity and who they are. We basically invalidate who they are as someone worthy of respect and worthy of honor and worthy of being able to defend themselves. We take that away when we automatically pop off and say things that are hurtful, hit below the belt, or manipulate situations by saying things out of our own subjective mindset instead of what is fair and factual. Okay. And about this situation, let's talk about what is fair and factual. What is fair and factual is we don't get to determine what somebody else's worth is based on what they wear, who they are, how they wear their hair, and how they talk. Okay, if we're going to do that to each other, we're no different than white people who tried to suppress us based on how we looked. Let's just be real. Women, because y'all are real bad at this. Stop trying to determine another woman's worth based on what she wear that you wouldn't wear. Yes, you wouldn't wear it. Okay, cool. Don't wear it. But stay out that woman's business. Let her wear what she want to wear. And don't try to determine how saved she is or if she know God or not based on what she wear, because you wouldn't wear it. The reality is, instead of focusing so much on that, you should be focusing on whether or not there's an opportunity for you to be able to have a part to play in her life relationally, to where one day y'all could have a conversation about why you dress the way you dress versus the way she dresses. And then you never know what kind of evangelism and discipleship can happen to where there's an aha moment, right? Because we're called to be salt and light. And there may be a light bulb that goes off because of your presence and your ability to evangelize and introduce Jesus Christ, to where they say, you know what? I no longer feel comfortable dressing like this. I'm convicted about this. But what we need to stop doing is putting our own convictions onto other people and saying that it is Christ. Okay. Whatever your issue is, let it be your issue. Don't try to make it somebody else's issue. So if you wouldn't have danced on Usher like that, don't make that Kiki issue. You wouldn't have done that. Listen, my husband would have danced on Coco and I would have danced on Usher. Let's just be real. But that's me and my husband. And guess what? I'm married to him and he married to me. We ain't married to y'all. And y'all need to treat y'all households like that. Love on your own spouses and stop trying to dictate how other people should run their relationships. It would be a whole lot more love if we would stop trying to impose traditional unhealthy standards on things that really we should have thrown out a long time ago with the bathwater. Okay. And so women, be careful, be mindful of how you judge other women based on what you think you would do. Okay. Cause some of y'all, let's be real. Some of y'all only got judgment about women and what they wearing today and how scantily, quote unquote, scantily clad their dress with their shoulders and knees out because you don't have the confidence to do it. Don't try to condemn somebody else because of your lack of confidence. Okay. As I've said before, I know I wouldn't do something because of my choice and because of where I am. I personally would decide not to do something, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to condemn somebody else because they do it. Let's just be real. If it wasn't for sin, we would all be out here butt naked, okay? And I would be okay with that. But unfortunately, sin has entered the picture and messed that up. And so as a result, we have to learn how to navigate around that. But the reality is, the only reason why we even know that we think that it's wrong for her to have her booty cheeks out is because we're looking at it through the purview of flesh. We're looking at it with flesh and we see booty cheeks. And guess what? When you think of booty cheeks, you think of something sexual in nature. You don't just think that that's somebody's body part, right? And that's what's wrong with a lot of y'all. Your mindset is in the wrong place and your mindset in the wrong place. And so you looking at that subjectively instead of objectively. And that is where I will rest. In the words of Jill Scott, if you can tell me what to do, you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do. Y'all need to keep that in mind. Stop trying to assume what other people are supposed to be doing based on what you think you know about their situation. Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. Okay. Worry about yourself. And I'm going to leave y'all with these words. Okay. I've already told y'all that we must be slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to anger, quick to understand. Okay. That's James 1, verse 19, I believe. James 1, verse 19. Keep that in mind as you are responding in your relationships, but also responding on social media. Gain understanding first. Don't just be quick to share your opinion. Also be objective. Okay. And then also I want to share Proverbs 19, verse 20. Listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future. A lot of times we cannot see objectively about a thing because we're not listening to advice and accepting wise instruction so that we may gain wisdom. Just in case you wanted to take notes of these scriptures, I have them listed in the description of this podcast episode. As I do the other podcast episodes, I always try to leave scripture references, okay? So that y'all know I'm in the Bible. I'm not just in the culture. I'm in Christ, okay? I want to remind you of this. It's Proverbs 2, verse 2. Making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. Make your ear attentive to wisdom and incline your heart to understanding. Stop trying to make your ear attentive to what the culture is saying about a topic, what the culture is saying about what things should be. Incline your heart to understanding what the Bible says they are to be. Okay, because a lot of things that y'all are trying to impose, especially in as Christians, do the Bible say that? Or you want the Bible to say that? We need to make sure that we are making our ears attentive to wisdom and inclining our hearts to understanding. That's Proverbs 2:2. So with that said, y'all, ultimately, I just want us all to remember that we are in this together, and our goal should be to protect one another and to uplift one another and to respect one another and honor one another. We can't be coming for each other's throats because of how we feel about something, because our feelings get hurt, our egos get bruised, and then we attack one another or we shame one another. Leave women and their bodies alone. Listen, and women, respect the sanctity of your relationships and understand that your man got feelings too. This is a both and situation. This is not an either or, okay? This is not a one right and one wrong. This is a both wrong situation, and a both could be done right. Okay. I pray that you all remember that this is not just about you. Life is about relationship and community. And we all have to do this thing together. And the only way we can do this thing together is if we work together and work together well with respect. Okay. So with that said, I'll speak to y'all soon.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of She Speaks Podcast. Please visit whenchrisspeaks.com and subscribe so you can get the heads up on future episodes and any updates on what's to come. You can also connect with me on social media at whenchrisspeaks or She Speaks Apparel if you're looking for some dope Christian lifestyle and empowerment apparel, okay? But seriously, if you love the show, show me some love. Leave me a rating on your podcast platform of choice so that I can continue bringing more people more quality content. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.